get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
To Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess on 570. What is it? KLIF or on iHeartRadio.com. www.iHeart.com. And that's really cool, too. All you have to do is put KLIF in, and you can listen live anywhere in the world. So, you know, I realize that a lot of people like being square. I realize that a lot of people like to be obtuse, you know? But, you know, I even know that some folks like to drive square cars. They like the concept of being inside of a box. You know, they like that. They're content that way. They're content. They're happy. But, you know, I know that our listeners like to think outside the box. They're outside the box. They're beyond that. They're beyond Thunderdome. They're beyond it. And that's the key. It's all about really thinking outside of that box that we were given as a kid, right? And I know this is crazy stuff, but to most of a degree, you know, every issue that we have with another human being in our life is really us acting out against some issues that we have with our mom or our dad. And I know that sounds crazy, and that's all Freudian, and that's kind of weird. But, you know, I know this is going to kind of percolate, and it's going to twist your noodle around a little bit, and you're going to start thinking about it, and you're going to be like, I'm not really sure. But, you know, really, when you think about it, a lot of times we act out certain things with other people, not even realizing it. It's subconscious. We have no idea we're doing it. You know, and I thought Katie made a good point about talking about emotions versus business. And a lot of times your emotions get the best of you. Or you're not really seeing something as clearly as could possibly be seen. You know, so I think that's really important. And I do agree with the fact that, you know, you might consult with a few of your trusted inner group before you make a change. But afterwards, you've made it. It's done. It's like going to the restaurant and eating the fish and then asking later, oh my gosh, do you think it's okay? Do you think that was bad? Do you think it was not good? Do you think it was prepared wrong? Well, you know what? Unfortunately, it's too late. You got to go with the consequences. So it's the same in life. Don't be wishy-washy. If you make decisions, make them clearly. Make them because you know that you're worthy. You deserve better than what you have. If there's something that's just constantly just beating you down, and you know that it doesn't feel right, because that's the key. A lot of times, we get so ingrained and what we know we think is the right thing to do. We've been brought up that way to believe that way. But when it feels wrong, and you know what I'm talking about. Everybody that's listening to this exact situation knows what I'm talking about. When something feels wrong, it feels wrong. And it might take you a while to get close to your emotions or to feel how you feel inside your body. Because a lot of times we all take medications and pills and potions and we drink this caffeine and we do all this stuff. And it changes your body chemistry. And also, you know, your body's just trying to say, hey, I'm either in pain or I'm feeling good or whatever. And, you know, when you numb that situation, you sometimes numb the ability to figure out what's right for you in your life. I mean, because when we numb it, we don't really know how we feel. We don't know what's going on. So when you kind of get closer to how your body's feeling and how you're doing, you're able to feel when something doesn't feel right. I just don't feel right about this. You know, or you kind of, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Or your stomach kind of hurts. Or you get really jittery. You know, those are some good signs that maybe you really need to change the situation you're in because it's not working. If you're really unhappy, if you are just so unhappy when you're dealing with that situation and it starts, you know, melting and going into other forms of your life, that's a problem. If there's somebody that's causing you so much discourse or if there's a particular situation in your life that's causing this pain, you really need to take care of it. Because I hate to say it, but compartmentalization does not work. It doesn't work. I mean, you can sit there and do it all the time. You can sit there and think that it works. It doesn't work. It really just doesn't work. Because in life, the human brain doesn't have compartments with locks and keys on it. The human heart certainly doesn't either. So what happens? It spills over here and it spills over there. And what happens? You got one bad seed. You got one bad thing that's just going to percolate into every other part of your life. And so when you're having good times, you're going to be thinking about that bad time. You're going to be thinking about the problems you have because it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away until you address it. Unfortunately, I've tried that. Like, you know, like when your foot hurts really bad and you're like, I got to go to the podiatrist. But you know what? I think it's just going to go away. I think that it's really so painful to walk on it, but I know it's going to get better. Well, you know what? It doesn't get better, does it? It gets worse. It inherently gets worse. And then you're like having to see specialists and paying all kinds of money and just praying that you can get into the doctor and you're hoping you're not having to have some bad surgery. Don't wait. Attack it now. Deal with it. And you know, confrontation's not bad. I recently wrote a blog on it, I Heart Confrontation, because confrontation can be good. And I know it can be very uneasy and uneasy feeling to people that don't like confrontation. I'm not out there going, oh, confrontation is so much fun. Woohoo! Yay! I love it. It's my best friend. But you know what? It actually can be your best friend. And I'm figuring that out lately is that when you confront a situation head on and you're being honest and you're truthful, okay, that's key. You're honest and truthful about what's happening. When you conduct that and you connect with that and you confront the situation up front, guess what? Something's got to give. Because if you're honest about it, that other person can't stand in dishonesty when you're confronting them. I mean, maybe in the beginning, but it's not going to continue to work. As well as when you confront yourself about a situation, you can't keep lying to yourself. It doesn't work. So, you know, the idea of really concentrating on those emotions as well as seeing if you're playing out other issues with other people. Is it really the issue you have with that? Is it really this issue? Is it really that issue? Or is it something else that's going on, possibly from your past, possibly from your childhood? Because a lot of times we have to realize that we all have, obviously, a different perspective on life. And how did we get that different perspective? We got that because we had different parents, right? We had a different womb. Right? We had a different environment that we were raised in, right? And we had different education. And there's all kinds of different things. And there's things that we went through that were rough. And there were things that we went through that were great. And these situations create us. Our past makes us. No matter how much sometimes you want to sweep that past under the rug and say that it didn't exist, it did exist. And you got to accept that. And that's what makes you an individual. That's what makes you a different person. That's what makes you not a cookie cutter of that person, that person, that person. That's why you are an individual. That's why you are you. And, you know, you rock it. You do it well. But don't let things get in your way that you can change and get in the way of your grandeur of doing what you want to do. A lot of times people say, oh, this is unhappy. This makes me unhappy. I'm unhappy. Why are you unhappy? You're unhappy because you're not being true to yourself. You're not being true to yourself. And how do we do this? So next week, next Sunday, we're going to talk about happiness and what it means to be happy, what it means to be happy, what it means to have happiness. What does it mean in my life when I'm happy? When am I happy? When am I happy? Honestly, think about it. Analyze it. We're going to talk about how to really measure happiness, how to understand what we have, how to feel when we're happy, because a lot of times we might be really, really happy, but we have been trained to not know that. Our whole life we've been feeling this or that, or we just kind of see things in a certain way, or we see things a certain distance, or we might see things in, you know, kind of brown-colored glasses instead of rose-colored glasses. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, you know, sitting on the fence. You know, when is it that you have to, you have to get up? As they say, you know, whatever, get off the pot. You know, sometimes you gotta just get off the fence. You can't try to do that, you can't try to be completely political in all times. You gotta do what's right for you. So I can't wait to talk with you on Sunday, next Sunday. Love for you to call in, give us your perspectives, because we here at Perspectives with Ashley Burgess like to hear new perspectives. So stay tuned. We'll see you next Sunday and have a great one. We'll be back next week. Good night.
Summer is just around the corner. Are you bikini ready? Look your best in whatever you wear this summer with Skintastic Free Summer Solutions Specials. Every spring, we work hard to eat right and exercise, so when we jump into our summer swimwear, we look our best. But we all have those few stubborn pounds that just won't come off. Skintastic helps by offering the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare. Treatments that are fast, require minimal downtime, and deliver amazing results. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his experienced staff of professionals will always take the very best care of you. For a limited time, Skintastic is offering exclusive savings on Smart Lipo, a fast, painless procedure that'll help you contour a beach-ready body. Learn more about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE.
972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations, in Uptown and Plano, or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.